It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
Welcome to the Define Your Brand podcast. I'm your host, Matt Crane. Got my main man, the CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner. And today's episode is very, very straight and to the point. Jeremy, it's something you and I have kind of gone back and forth, really diving deep on in the last month. And that's three engaged fans or 3,000 followers. And you know, we posed a question out on social media not too long ago, and we got some pretty interesting responses.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, the biggest misconception of, you know, engagement and the type of value that you're bringing to your personal brand is kind of miscued. And, you know, the importance that people and brands place on follower counts or the impressions their content receives is very, very highly overrated. And I won't say numbers don't matter, but the value everyone places on these numbers need to be reconsidered. There's just too much emphasis on the width of the engagement. How many potential connections they make rather than the depth of those interactions.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think to that point, we ought to pose a question to everybody right now. Hey, if your brand quit social media tomorrow, would anybody care? Would they even notice? And I think that speaks volumes to what you're talking about, Jeremy, as far as not being so concerned with width, but truly being concerned with the depth of the connections that you're making. And I want to ask you this too, Jeremy. You know, you've been in business for over 20 years. You've started from absolutely nothing and grown your personal brand, the company brand. You've built this conglomerate, so to speak, that we're all a part of now. And one of the things that you do exceptionally well, and I'd love for you to talk about that depth a little bit, because I think this is something that our audience is missing on. But I mean, I know I've been with you where you've had folks that you've built relationships with 10 years ago that have called you out of the blue and just want to know, hey, what are you up to now? Hey, I'm in a new position. How can your company help me? And I think it speaks to the fact that you're more concerned with the depth of what you're doing for them versus the surface of what they see from you, correct?
Correct. You know, you hit the nail on the head. It goes back to the personal relationships that you're building with people. And I've always been a firm believer from day one, even when I got into the business before I even owned my own business, it's all about the relationships that I built with the clients and what type of value that I'm bringing to them instead of, you know, trying to please the masses. You know, it's about the connection. They have to understand who you are as a person. They have to understand the value that they're bringing, that you're bringing to the table for them. And, you know, by building this relationship and really getting in deep with that and making those connections, you know, if you look at all my clients now, you know, the biggest focus on our business, and it's been that for a long, long time before, you know, the digital media and social media aspect and how everything's been shifting, was the personal, my personal branding and the personal relationship that I was building with the clients. And that was by phone. That was in face-to-face. That was developing that relationship over a long period of time and having them trust in me. Now with social media, you need to do the same exact thing through video. You got to be engaging with your audience and building that personal relationship with them, but it's in a new form now, and you got to leverage that. And a lot of people are trying to speak to the masses instead of speaking to their target audience, the people that are actually going to be impacted by the value that you bring to the table. They're actually going to be impacted by what you're saying, the things that you're doing, and the way that you might be able to change them and change their business for the better. So those, the personal development and the personal relationship with clients, for me, by far, is gave us Rush Impact Marketing, Rush Impact Media, and all the things that we're doing now, the foundation for the growth that we're heading into.
Well, and I think 100%, I see it every day. Obviously, as director of sales for Rush Impact Media, as a sales leader for Rush Impact Marketing, I see it every single day. And what you're really telling the audience, and what we're really doing with the Define Your Brand podcast, especially today's episode, is point one, very simple. You got to develop true fans. I am so tired of seeing so many people reaching for platinum bestseller list, and all they're concerned with is a celebrity status. And it's almost to the point, well, they'll do anything that they think they need to do to get that status. And one of the things that they're missing more than anything in this whole process is they're not aiming directly at connecting with people.
Correct.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, the biggest misconception with most people is they think that if you have more followers and you have a higher follower count, that you're more of an expert. And for me, I find that that's not true at all. You know, the biggest thing is bringing the value to the client, customer, follower, fans, your audience, and building that personal relationship with each individual instead of trying to talk to 30,000. Because those 30,000, maybe 10 are listening. And I would rather have 3,000 personal relationships that I build upon and nurture that and keep growing that list by personal development, personal reach, doing all those things and building a authentic audience instead of buying an audience like a lot of people do.
Oh, I love that point, Jeremy, and you said it earlier. You hit the nail right on the head, and you hit the nail right on the head. What these folks are doing when they're creating that behavior is they're ignoring their true friends simply for the pursuit of social media metrics.
Correct.
And I want to give a big shout out to stickybranding.com. They wrote a great article, and we'll post the link up on our group page, but wrote a great article, and they said something about likes and followers are Pavlovian responses, not fans. And I want to read this quote, if you don't mind me.
Yeah.
It says, you can acquire 10,000 new followers on Instagram or Twitter in a few weeks. The formula is simple. Follow a bunch of people every day and unfollow the ones that don't follow you back after a week or two. Repeat the process until you acquire 10,000 new followers or whatever number you're targeting. Now, here's the real quote. Your brand can generate thousands of followers in a short period of time, but these aren't relationships. They're shallow connections at best. So Jeremy, as the CEO of a company, every single day I know you get tagged with messages or you have these new people that follow you, and you are 100% the type that you get one new follower, boom, you engage it right away. Let's talk about these shallow connections and how they really eat up your bandwidth, and what are you really doing in terms of content? Are you focusing more, are brands focusing more on trying to reach these shallow connections, or are they really targeting their content to their engaged fans?
Well, you know, to go off of, you know, what you just said, every day individuals on the social media world are getting bombarded with DMs, emails, all these different things trying to sell you something. But the misconception that people are missing, people won't buy anything from anyone if they don't trust you. And if they don't trust you, you can't find what the problem is and be able to solve that problem for them. So they're just reaching. So they go out and get 10,000 new fans or followers, and then now all of a sudden they're just sending out a blitz of emails, say, hey, if you need my service, this is what I do. Boom, 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 boom. You know, it goes back to Gary Vaynerchuk, what he talks about, jab, jab, right hook. Everybody's just coming right in for the right hook and forgetting about the jab, jab, jab. And those jabs are the personal relationship that you build with that potential client. They have to know who you are. They have to trust who you are. You can't sell anything to a stranger. You can't provide a service and provide actual value to someone that doesn't know who you are. And that's the big thing that people are just reaching and grasping, because the biggest part where they're having problems with this is they just don't understand. It's not that they're not trying to actually create something, but they're not understanding it. And that's what this podcast is about. We're bringing value to the table. We're bringing things to the table to help you guys be able to take the mistakes that you've made in the past and actually focus on that and actually set real goals and targets for yourself to be able to develop your personal brand in the way that you have so much business and you have so much engagement. That's the difference maker, and that's what we're doing with Define Your Brand.
Well, and to that point, you and I, we've sat down over many lunches and dinners and breakfasts and long hours, and we've even recalibrated the way we looked at what our mission was going to be for this podcast. Hey, we're very ambitious people. We have very ambitious goals. We have families we want to provide for. We have people that we want to impact every single day. But we even challenged ourselves early on. Were we more concerned with followers, or were we truly concerned with engaging our fans? And I think it says to this, you don't count your fans based on likes or even shares or even connections. You truly base your fans on brand loyalty, referrals, and participation. And I will tell you this, I've seen so many bestsellers out there who have all these pictures all over social media with folks holding their book, and they got all these pictures on the website. I get it. Social proof's important. But how many of those people really have read that book?
Exactly.
And have really been impacted by that book? And you know, Jeremy, for me, if I ever write a book, I would rather have three people come back to me and say, chapter 7, statement why, changed everything for the way I was dealing with this, than to have some of the richest people in the world hold my book up in a picture just so I could get some likes and some follows on a comment. Now, that's just me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. You know, this whole conception of the number of followers and the fans that you have and these big numbers, majority of it's a lie. And when we're talking about that, is do you really want your personal brand to come across as something that's not real? You know, they're bought up, or you just have fans that have fans? So you have a bigger audience. You know, you can have 10,000 or a million followers, and all it takes for one post to be noticed by one person to cause a social media chain reaction. Instead of talking about how many people see your content, we need to be focusing on how much value that piece of content actually brings to your audience. For a consumer to get excited about something, to be compelled to click in an ad, watch a video, it comes down to caring about your audience's attention. And how are you getting that attention? That's the end game. Quality over quantity, depth over width, reach does not equal value, and follower counts doesn't mean people are listening, folks. We need to stop focusing on optimizing the number of views and instead concentrate on making each one of our viewers care about us as a personal brand.
Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we could go on and on about this, but I think what Jeremy just said is a true testament, and I want everybody to be very crystal clear. Myself, Jeremy, everybody a part of Define Your Brand Network, Define Your Brand Podcast, everybody a part of Rush Impact, we are so bent on providing value, impacting people. And we understand that the more impact and the more value that we can bring to you, the more impact and value you're going to in turn bring to us. And I really want to finish with this point, if you don't mind. There's two points. Number one, reciprocation is not appreciation. I don't care any longer, Jeremy, about people that want to share my content. I want them to share it to people that will appreciate it. Don't just share it because you feel obligated to share it. Truly dig deep and make me feel appreciated for the content, because one of the things that I've had to challenge myself on is the very same thing. And number two, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't take anything away from this podcast, take this point away right now. In the pre-social media era, generating an audience with true friends was unbelievably hard work. It's even more hard work today. Are you committed to putting in the work to find your fans, or are you simply going to continue to do just enough to get those followers? Jeremy, I got to tell you, bud, another great episode on Define Your Brand podcast, and I really appreciate everyone right here listening in. And before we leave, one more thing. If you haven't subscribed, and if you certainly haven't left us a review, please do so and let us know how we can continue to serve you better. We'll see you next time on Define Your Brand podcast.